let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us today. It's a book about questions and statements made in the Bible. The enlightening book, Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers? By David Phillips. He found himself with many questions after reading a King James Holy Bible. Those questions led him to search for the answers and then share with others, carefully examining and expanding the messages and answering questions for the sake of better understanding of the Word of God. David has been a believer in the Lord for more than 70 years. The author of Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers? David Phillips, our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Welcome, and thank you.
Well, this is such a very important book, and I want to go back to the beginning of this. I mentioned as you were reading the Bible, you were asking many questions. You had questions as you were reading. Talk about that process when you were reading things and you really began to question them.
Well, the beginning, this is God said, the first day, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, then you had that end of the first day, you went to the second day, and the third day, the fourth day, God said again, let there be light, and there was light. Well, I believe that God don't make no mistakes, so what happened to the light that God made the first day?
Yes.
That he had to do it again the fourth day.
So after reading that, this didn't make a whole lot of sense in your mind, so you went back and you started doing further research. Talk about that process. Once you decided, okay, I really need to go back and find some answers, what was that process like going back and actually getting these questions answered for you and now sharing those answers in your book?
I could only give you another example as Moses.
Yes.
Moses said that God told him not to cross the Jordan. And all the other people who were going to the promised land was crossing the Jordan. But he wasn't supposed to cross it. Now, when they crossed it, they were going to the west side from the east side. So he would stay on the east side. What's the difference in the land or whatever? Over on the east side, different from what is on the west side? None. If one side is just as good as the other. So everybody else is leaving and going to the west side. So Moses is going to get everything on the east side. Except Reuben says that he's not crossing either. Reuben is the son of Abraham. And he said he's not crossing because they got pasture lands over on this side, and he's building shed for his herds.
So as you're reading and these questions come to mind, and the book we're talking about is Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? By David Phillips, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Amazon's website talking about David's book, and you can order it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You read the Bible very thoroughly. Let's talk about that, because this is interesting. How do you read the Bible? I understand it took you like 3 years, and you basically went through it as most people do a book, from page one all the way through the book. How do you read the Bible?
Page one, page two, page three.
Yes.
I just don't open it to any page like most people do today. They just want to read the New Testament. But the Old Testament is part of the Bible also. So I read the whole thing.
How long did it take you to read the Bible?
Maybe. I decided that I would read the Bible 10 minutes every night. I would give it 10 minutes every night. So it took like maybe 2.5-3 years. Yeah.
Well, yes, and it's amazing. By breaking it down like that, you were really able to absorb what you were reading. Do you take notes as you read the Bible?
Yes. I put the chapter and the verse and the name of the book where I read whatever. Then you can find parts that contradict this part, you know.
Yes. When you were doing this for yourself and you had these questions and you went back and you researched and tried to reconcile this in your mind, how did that turn from something, a project that you were involved in because you wanted the answers, to writing the book, Questions, What is Truth? How did the book come about out of all of this?
I wanted to let other people know, because I went to church every Sunday, and the pastor, he's supposed to be the pastor. He went to college and all of that.
Yes.
But then when I approach him and ask him why the first day God said there'd be light, and there was light, and then the fourth day God had to say, let there be light again, what happened to the light that God made? And he couldn't answer. So this drove me to read and continue, because there were so many, I think, important questions.
Yes, and as you go through in the book, you list a number of these passages that you had questions about, and you went back and did the research on those to answer those in your mind. As you read these, it's like, sort of like, I wonder why I didn't pick up on that in the first place in reading it, because it just really doesn't ring true. At the beginning of the book, Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? By David Phillips, our guest on the program. You've got some maps right at the start of the book. Talk about the significance, because those are very important in helping us understand what you're talking about in the book.
Well, Moses took the Hebrews from Egypt down to Mount Sinai, and he had to go across three trade routes that led to the Promised Land. He took them 80 miles south, out of the way, and said that God was with him. You mean God didn't know that these three trade routes would save them the 40 years that they spent in the wilderness, if they had taken one of those three trade routes to the Promised Land? So God couldn't be with him.
Yes, and it's so important in the beginning of the book, and you lay the groundwork. The book is Questions, What is Truth? David Phillips, our guest on the program. All the information on the book, and you can link up and get information from Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There are so many different passages that you talk about, and let's talk about several as well. Again, when you read these back, it's like, well, yeah, okay, I understand there would be some questions here. One, you talk about taking a rib from Adam to make Eve. And you say if you did that, today our DNA would all be the same. Talk about that, because that jumped out at you and really created a question mark as you were reading that.
Well, today, science say that's what would the DNA, if you take a rib from Adam,
yes,
and make Eve would have the same DNA as Adam did. So their kids would have the same DNA. All of them would have the same DNA, leading right up to today. But that's not so.
Yeah, just
we all have different DNAs.
Yes, and when you read that, it's like, okay, that really does make sense, and that is a question that's out there and one that has been dealt with in the book, Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? By David Phillips. You recommend, as people read your book, it's very helpful to have a King James Bible at their side. Talk about that, because they can this really helps them get through this when that Bible is there and they know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, because the books gives the books in the Bible, the chapter and the verse, that you can go back in the Bible and read what's in the Bible that the book is talking about.
And
that would bring truth.
Yes, and it's right there. It's very visible as you're reading that, and it really is an excellent way to go through David's book when you have a copy of the Bible there with you. Let's talk about when you had questions, and you talk about going to the clergy and what the issues when you took this to the clergy. What reaction are you getting from readers of the book, people that may have the same questions that you have had, and from the clergy? What kind of response are you getting to the book?
He has to read, you know, and I give my pastor a book, and he read it, and I said, tell me something that is wrong in the book. And he said, I find nothing wrong in the book. You know, and he says, I learned from reading the book. And he went to college, you know.
That's interesting. You were able to advance his education a little bit by answering some of these questions that that had bothered you. And I know this is important to you because you believe that that God, the Almighty Father, has never erred. And what you were concerned that maybe some people would read through this and have some questions, questions the decisions and the judgment. And this really eliminates that, doesn't it?
Yes.
How important was this project for you? I know that you take a great deal of satisfaction in answering questions that undoubtedly other people have as well. Maybe they passed over, it didn't give them as much thought. But what has this project been like for you in deepening your faith, especially when you found that there were answers when you went back and looked and did the approach of research that you did? What has this been like for you?
Well, I am a Christian. And I love Christianity, and I believe in Almighty God, and I don't believe that he has ever made a mistake. And reading in the New Testament, Jesus comes in, okay? And Jesus never made a mistake, you know?
Yes.
I think the worst thing in the Bible is Luke 19:27. People, when I tell people about it, they say, well, they read it, interpret it a different way. I says, well, you know, the word now is present right now. And that's when Jesus said, now, go and bring those enemies of mine that didn't want me to reign over them and slay them before me. He told his disciples that. And that don't go over too well with people.
Yes, yes.
Because it don't go over well with me either, because I don't believe Jesus would do something like that. But that's what the Bible said, you know?
Yes.
And I quote, now, which means right now, go and bring those enemies of mine that didn't want me to reign over them and slay them before me. People don't want to hear that because they don't believe that Jesus will say that. Well, fine. I don't believe Jesus will say that either. But that's Luke 19:27. Luke is the one that's saying that's what Jesus did.
Yes.
Well, I hate to call Luke a liar, but it's either that or believing that Jesus is a murderer.
The book we're talking about is Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? David Phillips is the author and our guest on the program. A few minutes left in our discussion today. Time is going by way too quickly. It's obvious that the passion that you have for this topic and the book, this was really written from your heart, wasn't it?
Yes. I give you Judas. All right? Judas, people don't like Judas because they say he betrayed Jesus. Okay?
Yes.
Well, Jesus went in the mountains three times he went up and asked God, his Father, to take away this belt from him. He didn't want to die. Well, see, God is the one that wants him to die, because that's who he's asking. So how could Judas betray him when you have to figure that Judas is doing what God tells him to do?
Just one of the questions that's dealt with in the book, Questions, What is Truth? David Phillips, with us on the program, what do you hope readers take away from the book? What do you hope is, as they're reading this and with the Bible hopefully by their side, where they can go back and compare actually what's said in the Bible, what do you hope the takeaway is from the book for the readers?
That they would get closer to Almighty God and His Son Jesus.
Was that what happened to you as you went back and you did this? I asked before to get a chance to go back and talk about that. What this did to your faith, the impact this had on your faith, the questions going back and in your own mind answering these questions, what impact has this whole process had on your faith?
Well, I'm a true believer from... I was baptized when I was 3 months old. I don't know nothing about that. Okay?
Yes.
But I was confirmed when I was 11, 12. I know about that. When I was in sixth grade, every Wednesday, the last period, every Wednesday, I had to leave my school and go to my church for the last period. You don't find things like that today.
Right. And that really had an impact on your life, didn't it? That shaped who you are today.
Yes.
David Phillips, our guest, the book is Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? He did such an excellent job in this book, in the presentation. Are you working on anything else? Are there any more books that that you're thinking about writing or in the process of writing?
No, sir. You know, I would like to. I still read the Bible. You know, I go to church every Sunday. I believe Moses is. I don't believe he's a nice guy. You know, he
yes.
says that God told him not to cross the Jordan. Everybody else is going to cross the Jordan. Well, one side of the Jordan is not better than the other side.
Yes.
So if he stays on this side and everybody goes on the other side, he gets everything on this side. He's a wise guy. Yeah? He's smart.
Yes.
And people don't look at it like that he's getting so much as punishment. He says God is punishing him because he's not supposed to go across the Jordan.
Yes. You say so many things that when you say them, I just have to sort of stop for a second and let them let what you're saying sink in. And that's what you will do when you read the book, Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? The author is our guest on the program, David Phillips. The book is available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon, get information on the book, and order the book there as well. David, a very thought-provoking conversation and certainly a thought-provoking book. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it on the program today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I thank you very much. And God bless you.
And it's a very important conversation, and God bless as well. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Once again, David Phillips, Questions, What is Truth? Do You Know the Answers Regarding the Bible? The book's available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.